Henry struggled with dyslexia as a child. In fact, his challenge was not diagnosed until he was in his 30s. Although reading and spelling were difficult, memorization was his forte, and that was a good skill to have when it came to auditioning for roles as an actor. You'll know this guy, and he's next on The American Countryside. On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. On episode 55, it's 13 ways to kill or not kill your community.
We're building a community which will, in the long run, help draw more people and draw more business.
Catch episode 54 for real-world advice on cover crops.
Doing a small grain after corn, I think that's one of the easiest ways to get started.
I'm your host, Andrew McRae. Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. You may have heard about our upcoming listener trip to Hawaii, February 3rd through 12th. The trip is filling up, so don't miss out, and you can still get the $200 sign-up bonus. It's a three-island tour that includes iconic sites like Pearl Harbor, Volcanoes National Park, and will take in sites with agricultural highlights such as a coffee plantation, Maui Gold Pineapple Company, and a tropical fruit farm. We'll stay in top-notch hotels, and your airfare and many meals are included. Don't miss out. Get more info by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or go to AmericanCountryside.com. Click on the link on the right side of the page. Henry Winkler, the man we know as Fonzie from Happy Days, was born into a German Jewish home in New York City. Though his acting career has taken him to many points around the globe, it's still one of his favorite places to be.
My heart lives in New York, my body lives in L.A., and my soul lives in Montana, where I love to fly fish for trout.
Winkler says school was difficult because he had dyslexia, a challenge that went undiagnosed throughout his school years.
People didn't know what dyslexia was, so I was just in the slow group. I had tutors for almost every subject. I cannot spell to this day.
Winkler didn't know he had dyslexia until he was 31, and his son was diagnosed with a learning challenge. He says he loved acting and drama from the time he was a child, but he certainly wasn't encouraged by his parents to pursue that field.
They took me to the theater, but they prayed I would not be an actor. My father wanted me to take over his business, which was lumber, and they didn't think it was a reputable business.
He has a master's in drama from Yale. But the dyslexia always made reading for a part a unique challenge.
You know, God giveth and God taketh away. I couldn't read, but I could memorize. So I never auditioned reading the script the way it was written in my life. I read half of it and made up the rest. If they said anything about it, I would say, you know what, I'm just giving you the essence of the character. And if I get the job, then, you know, I'll do it verbatim.
We'll have more with Winkler next time as we travel the countryside. In Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.